This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
So I think when the economy collapses next, I think there's a lot of shit being hidden right now by money in the system that is gonna be really gnarly, like really negative. I'm very, very concerned about the next downturn. Because unlike 08, unlike 01, we're all now living public lives, so all of our failures are gonna be extremely public. And most people don't have the mental strength to deal with it. So, and a lot of it is parenting stuff, so I'm trying to just, I'm just not ready to write it.
That's right.
You know?
It will be a completely public shift.
Oh my God. It will. You know, you got a lot of people posturing that they're ballers and they're killing it, and then they're gonna lose, and they're gonna have to go work somewhere. And they're not gonna be able to hide. And it's gonna hurt. Too much.
Necessary.
It's super necessary. It should have happened in 09. The reason it's gonna be so bad is we didn't actually pay the piper in 09. We built it up, we bailed ourselves out. So nobody really felt the pain. Like some people got hurt, but we didn't get hurt. I mean, we could have been in some. We weren't willing to have 4 years of like most people selling their homes and rent. Like we didn't go there. They did in the 30s, which is why we had 60 years of prosperity. We were too soft and not willing to go there. Which is why America will lose and look more like Europe. It will. It's 100%. It's already done. China's gonna win. They own.
It's the land of honey, you know?
It's the land of a lot. Listen, I love it, but like there's a, I mean, Europe's in real, real, real trouble. It's now a global afterthought. I wasn't joking when I said it's irrelevant. It is now an Asia, America world. And in 20 years, it'll be an Africa, Asia, America world, and Europe will be, Europe's just not a player.
No.
It just doesn't mean anything.
We're crippled now.
I mean.
Germany and France. And
it's over, it's over.
Spain.
I mean, like, the state of Texas is more important than 50% of the countries in Europe, like economically. Like it's, and America's gonna have the same thing because Europe was the global power. And then it got soft and eighth place trophies become, and we worry about dumb shit. And that's what America's doing now.
Is there anything I can do or anybody here can do to help you with any of your goals?
Yes. Execute on what I'm telling you. That's it. The case studies are the ones, right? I'm so desperate because I know it's gonna go away. I've lived it a couple times. It will go, everything I believe in will not work soon. 3-6 years, that's soon. We're not in the early days of Facebook and Instagram anymore, you know? The second the mobile device is not our primary device, everything breaks. I'm completely at the mercy of the telephone. Just why
attention.
So if it goes to voice, we're all in deep, we're all in deep trouble except the platforms that own voice. Okay, let's play it out. Let's say now we're doing voice, right? It's a non-visual platform. And it's a binary response. When you typed in buy a car on Google, you got 10 results. When you say, Alexa, I wanna buy a car, you get one result.
You keep saying how excited you are about this big depression and the depression that's coming out.
Yes.
And you're half joking, half not, but
no,
really.
No, I'm 100% fucking serious.
Okay.
There's no joking. I've eaten shit for the last 9 years to put me in a position to capitalize. Guys, 9 years ago when I started VaynerMedia, you know how much client, you do, client service businesses suck. 9 years ago, I was on fire. I just invested in Facebook and Twitter, and nobody even knew this social, like, and the digital, I was on TechCrunch all the time, Zucks, and all these fucking fancy fucking people were my friends. I should have, like many of my friends who were not as on fire as me, I could have raised a $300 million fund, took 2 points for just running it. Do you understand the math on that? And had 20% of the fucking back end for being somebody who just took fucking meetings and gave out cash to invest, hoping something hit. Instead, I built a business that sucks shit. I'm not joking at all, my guy. I fucking put a decade in to build a foundation to fucking capitalize because I want to buy the Jets and win Super Bowls.
So how, what's your advice to prepare for that getting worse?
Have cash.
And what's your advice to prepare in that industry when there's that standstill?
Buy shit.
Well, there's a period of time where there's a standstill, and then all the flight
maximize
real
cash.
Estate people.
You know what's happening next.
Right.
So maximize cash right now, and maximizing cash comes in two ways. There's people like me who just makes a lot of cash, and there's people like my parents who spend no cash. If my parents and I teamed up, we'd be trillionaires. You know? So everybody here can figure out how they're going to maximize cash. For me, for most people who aren't capable of doing what I'm doing, which is just generate so much, it's probably better to be thoughtful about your spending. Right?
Right. No, I mean, look, there's that period of standstill. You know, everyone's like, oh, dude, no, we're at the bottom. No, the bottom's coming.
You'll appreciate this. This is going to make a lot of sense to you. I value the depression so much that I've been waiting for the I've been in a standstill for 4 years. I just know that $100,000 today. See, what people do, they're not smart. They don't think it's the bottom yet, so they're trying to pull a couple right. more shekels out
exactly.
while it's good, right? What they don't realize is that $100,000, when it's a nightmare economic world, is worth $750,000. And they're not gonna be able to pull out $750,000 in this little window. So am I happy that I haven't maximized all my cash? No, I'm not thrilled. Am I gonna be super pumped when the shit hits the fan? Super pumped. Here's the best part. I'm telling everybody it's gonna happen. Like, you can do it too. It's so black and white, you know.
Oh my God.
If you're in your shit, if you are in your shit, and it sounds like you're in your shit in Miami, it's not gonna get better. It's overbuilt, it's over leveraged, tax implications, it's fucked.
The Band-Aid this time is gonna be much slower than 2008.
100,000%.
No, it's happening for different reasons.
Or maybe not. Maybe the current president and the current atmosphere and whoever else, maybe they decide to put a huge Band-Aid too. I don't know. What I know is shit's gonna hit hard.
No doubt about that.
So my advice is don't try to get cute and get a little out, maximize fucking cash. People are gonna be really upset if they don't build a brand during this era. And brand is the only thing. It's why sales bothers me. You could be the best landing page, CAC, LTV, conversion-based click funnel person of all time, but if nobody remembered exactly what your brand was, it doesn't matter. Kleenex and Coca-Cola and Uber are gonna survive. Not the best social media poster who's selling you detox tea, but you don't really remember the brand, you know? It's like my argument with Super Bowl. I think it's the best ad in the world, but all of us will watch a Super Bowl ad, it'll be funny, we'll turn to who we're with and be like, that was fucking funny, and then if I actually ask you in a minute later, what brand was it, you won't know. Literally, and VaynerMedia is doing 2 Super Bowl ads this year. I didn't get my hands in it. I kind of wanted to watch. Next year, I will sell a brand the following Super Bowl ad. It will be a human being, full face on the camera, and that human being will repeat the name of the brand 30 times, and that'll be the entire commercial. And it will be the winner of the Super Bowl. Because nobody will forget the brand.
Will they approve it?
We'll see. Yeah. Depends on how much clout I have in a year. Eventually I'll have enough that they'll just do whatever stupid thing I come up with. But for now, maybe not yet. But it would work. You remember that Beyonce was in it. You remember that the kid farted and that was funny, but you don't literally remember the brand. And that's the purpose. Happens all the time.
Like the car.
You remember the, yeah, exactly.
The car with the Oprah Winfrey when she gave cars to everybody. Nobody know what brand she gave.
I surely don't.
What was that?
Wow, did you win one?
It was a Pontiac.
Pontiac, yeah.
No, it was in another book I was reading, but that was the point of it. Nobody had any clue what car it was. And it wasn't about the car, it was about her. Mm-hmm. Everybody remembers that it was Oprah.
Whoever is closest to the consumer always wins. That's the game. And that's why personal brand matters. That shit doesn't go away. So it's always a good thing to do in parallel. You can do Sally the Salsa Dancer while you put out content about event marketing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's an and game. Mm-hmm. And what I don't want people to do is hold on to resources when the attention's underpriced. I'll expand on it because it's the advice I'm giving you. That's why I looked at you. I would love to dig up all the Eastern Europeans that came over to Manhattan in the 30s and 40s, worked their faces off, built something, and then saved and sat on cash. But Manhattan property was so underpriced. So instead of buying a second building, they sat on cash. That cash is worth the same amount today. That building for $300,000 is worth $38 million. the attention is so underpriced right now. Look, I'm a second rodeo guy. I figured out Google and email. I did well, but the reason I'm the guy in the social media world is I know how much I left on the table. I'm not doing that this time, so I'm, got it? 20 fucking people on my team. Because I know it's gonna go away. And then I have good track record that I may be good at Alexa and voice, but I might not. When you can buy real estate at an underpriced price, it works. Attention is the ultimate real estate. You get to take it with you everywhere you go. I literally took wine fans and started a advertising agency. Now, I only took 4% of them because that was a weird ass jump, but.
The thought you just mentioned of, there's a recession hitting, I'm gonna want cash to invest when it hits the fan.
You're caught in bad timing.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm pouring it in, but at the same time, knowing there's something coming here.
Yeah, you're threading the needle. You basically have to decide, can you build enough of brand and enough infrastructure that when shit hits the fan, are you in the top 1-2% that picks up the business? Mm-hmm. I'd have to know what's going on in your business.
Well, I'm not as worried about the business. I think we're gonna explode with that.
Okay.
But every dollar I pour into the business to get to the top 1% is a dollar that I can't spend on buying a 24 apartment unit whenever it's at a discount.
This is called decisions.
Right.
You know, I by the way, it might be 29 months before shit hits the fan. You would be able to do a lot of damage in those 29 months, or it could be tomorrow. If I knew, I'd sell everything the day before. I got a lot of Facebook stock. If I knew, I'd sell it all tomorrow, because I'd rebuy it back for half. I just don't know, but I know there's a lot of things in place that feel really off. Mm-hmm. Whether it's college debt, whether it's, you know, not being able to write off certain taxes in certain markets, there's just a lot of pieces that feel Not to mention the macro competition of all these tech-based companies that are coming into your pockets. There's a lot going on.
Right.